Hello, my loves. I am so excited to hang out with you for a little bit today. I have had an eventful couple of weeks, and I want to tell you about it. And then I have a very short piece, a very short story to read to you. I had a meeting this week with a graphic designer that I found for my book. She's absolutely incredible. I cannot wait to see what she comes up with for my cover. I had an idea in mind that I've been very attached to for the last 5 or 6 months now. And I've came across this woman on Reddit, of all places. Really, really loved her work, and just seeing her work and how different each of her book covers are, looking at her portfolio, it opened up my mind to a completely different direction. So when I emailed her, I told her the direction I wanted to go in. She was really excited, saying this is something that she's been looking for and wanting to create, but hasn't met an author who has wanted to go in this direction. So we're both really excited. And then we've been emailing back and forth, and then finally we had a meeting where we met on online and just talked more about my vision and then how she works and timelines and everything, which I'm not in a hurry because y'all, real talk, I'm still editing. And I still have three more pieces to write for this book. So here we are. We're doing all the things, but I'm gonna be so for real with you. The most fun thing right now is to think about the cover. I am also thinking about having headshots and things done. Like, all the visual aspects of this book have been feeling more interesting to me than the actual writing. But I know that's going to shift. I mean, that's is just how my creativity works. There's a little bit of procrastination and avoidance that goes into my process, which I have factored in to my editing process. And I'm working to not feel bad about myself for that. I have also submitted work to a couple of literary journals, which has also been a very re rewarding experience. I'm really proud of the things I've written for these journals. And it's also eaten up a lot of my creative energy. So there's just been this huge outpouring of creativity through other work other than my book, which, again, really proud of. But again, if I'm completely honest, I am feeling a little bit wrung out creatively and am going to be taking some steps this week to refill that bucket, to get re-inspired and be and fuel my motivation. There it is. I'm needing to fuel my motivation. So that is the plan for the next coming week. And also add in a little bit of rest because, real talk, I've been going 100 miles an hour for 2 weeks now and I am tired. The other thing that happened, let's see, 9 days ago on May 2nd, or that was the day that I read, was the Seattle Erotic Art Festival, which is what I'm going to read to you today, is the stage reading that I did, which is an excerpt from a longer piece that got into the anthology. It's Girl Dinner, which I've already recorded here, but you're going to get the, like I said, the shorter condensed version of it in this episode. I also had a poem get accepted as well into the anthology. That's my first time having a poem accepted. It's very short, very tiny, but we love her. So if you're interested in purchasing a copy of the anthology, it is being sold on Amazon So you can look up Seattle Erotic Art Festival Anthology 2026 and it'll pop up. My feelings this year around the festival were a lot quieter than they've ever been. Every year has a different vibe, different energy when it comes to the festival as a whole, which is wonderful. But for me personally, I also have different, I just have different energy every single year. And this year, I felt like I just wanted to be quieter about it. I didn't really share much on social media, not until the very last minute. I wanted to be more with myself, more inside myself, and be as grounded as possible for my reading, which is always the goal. I always want to be grounded for my readings, of course, but this felt less about a performance and more about my internal experience performing. This piece is also a different tone than what I normally read in, which also felt a little nerve-wracking but fun at the same time. Y'all, back in the day, I swore to myself that I would never, ever, ever read my work on a stage. That changed in what year was it? 2013, 2014-ish. I read with a friend of mine at a fundraiser for a group supporting people who have eating disorders. And the show is a variety show. So there's all kinds of things. There was like burlesque and other spoken word. There was music. There was a lot of different things. And so she and I collaborated on a piece, and she was reading the more like emotional parts of the character, and I was reading the sexual parts of the character. And I fell in love with reading my work to people. It was so satisfying. It was so much fun. There was a huge audience. We had a great response. Prior to that, I had entered a couple of erotica contests in Chicago where you could read your work on a stage or you could have someone else read it. The first year I did it, the woman who read my work was incredible. I believe she was an actress. So it was so phenomenal listening to her, like how she interpreted my words, the energy that she interpreted from what I wrote was really, really fun to watch. And I remember thinking like, oh, I could never match that. Even though, yes, I could write, I couldn't match that energy, but that's her energy, you know? And honestly, I wasn't ready to do it. And then the second year, a similar thing happened. A different person read my work, but I loved it. I loved hearing it from their perspective. And then like I said, I'm pretty sure it was 2013 that I finally, with my friend, developed the courage to read myself. And from there, I've just continued reading my own work. So for this year with the festival, I always ask people, or like I usually have a friend either come with me. I've had other friends come to the festival as well, and I've usually asked one of them to record my performance. And this year I just wasn't feeling it. And it's not like I don't want the recording, because I low key do, but a bigger part of me really wanted to perform and let this be its own thing and let the memory of it be enough. Like, I don't have to go back and revisit it because I also know my very critical brain will pick it apart. I didn't need to do all that. I just needed and I wanted the feeling of performing. So that is what I did. And it is one of my most favorite performances. I'm really, really proud of how I showed up, how I connected with the audience, and how I stayed connected to myself, which was my original intention. I got the most audience response out of anything I've ever done. There was a lot of laughter in some of like the more dummy parts. There was a lot of silence. I could feel like almost like tension, which was super fun for me. And then just, yeah, this interaction or this give and take energetically between me and the audience was very loud this time. So, that being said, I am really excited to read this piece to you. When we do stage readings, we have 3 minutes to get it done. And the request of the literary director is to always read from an accepted work. I don't think that's always been the case, but for the last several years it has been, which is fine with me. But I tend to write longer things, so I have to, it feels like I'm creating something new from the original piece, even though most of the components of the original piece are still here. All right, here we go. This is Girl Dinner. Do not sit at the table where the feast of me is laid out for you, prepared for your mouth, wielding a thick dinner napkin in your lap with another one tucked into the collar of your starched shirt. Fuck your manners. I don't want the forks you've placed outside of my left thigh. And fuck that soup spoon too, though we both know you'll need it to keep from drowning in the meal I've made for you. The place you've come to eat isn't some white tablecloth establishment, although it is fine dining. The only things served here are religious experiences that don't involve the cult of organization. It gets messy at my table. So come here. Put your face between my thighs. Open your mouth. I'm gonna teach you how to eat. Press your tongue into the center of my folds. Let them envelop you. My body is tasting you as you are tasting me, deciding if the flavor of you adds to or subtracts from my own. Push harder. Let me feel you want it because I know you do. Now wrap your arms around my thighs, pull my hips to you. Yes, just like that. Swirl your tongue around that little spot at the top of the folds. Feel it? She's getting harder. I swear to God, if you reach for that napkin, we are fucking done. Your mouth is gonna stay on my body as her wet mixes with yours and it runs down your chin. This is what you came for, right? This is what you said you wanted. You made the reservation to eat here, so eat. I expect you to make me feel the texture and flavor of your want while I fuck your face. You're doing such a good job. I see you've abandoned the napkins and the silverware has been pushed out of the way. I am so close. I love feeling your lips on mine as you work me with your tongue. Your insatiable desire is pouring out of you now. Can you taste it? The heat of your spice mixed with my honeyed sweetness. Do you feel it? The gush of me soaking your tongue as my legs shake, my voice erupting with the pleasure you're giving me? That was delicious, wasn't it? Thank you, as always, for hanging out with me here. If you want more erotica, tarot readings, and erotic love notes, come hang out with me on Patreon at Strawberry Smut Cakes. And if you want a personalized reading, send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes and let me know if you want a tarot reading or an erotic love note. I will see you soon.